This episode is brought to you by AnalyzeMyBJJ.com. AnalyzeMyBJJ.com offers a rotating schedule of top-level athletes and coaches that will break down your fight or training videos and reply to you within a reasonable amount of time. You will receive a full written or video breakdown responses, which includes positive, problem areas, what to work on, possible drills, techniques to add. You can find them at AnalyzeMyBJJ.com, or you can go to LRTLK.com, click on the sponsor page, and click on the banner, and it'll take you straight to their website. Again, AnalyzeMyBJJ.com. What is up, guys? Wallo J here. I'm here with my co-host,
Art of War. And we have producer Chris finally back in the house after a 2 weeks hiatus.
Just so you know, he's not getting paid for the 2 weeks that he was out.
Definitely not getting paid for the 2 weeks.
Nope, I didn't put my PTO in.
Nope. He was not approved by HR, so you're fucked.
We got Miguelinho and Carla, and we also have Pat Saracinski up in the house. Phantasma. And then special guest, Javonis Ross. Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
So, Javonis has a fight coming up, and we kind of want to, like, make sure people know about this. And if you don't know about this guy, he's actually a really special talent, dude. Very athletic, strong, lean. Striking game is a little unorthodox, but so fun to watch. If you like Michael Venom Page and that kind of style, Javonis Ross is like that. I think he's more fun to watch because I know him. And then his jiu-jitsu game is actually just jumping leaps and bounds.
Support your local fighters, people, and your local podcast.
Of course.
You're welcome.
Wapa. Wapa. Javonis, how long have you been training for now, bro?
About 4 years.
4 years. So what did you end up starting?
Just started on the streets, training on the streets, training myself. Just
like hang a bag on the tree and just started like hitting on it. And
pretty much. And just sparring people in the streets.
Now, I've seen a couple of the videos of you sparring on the streets. Like these guys, they're swinging for the fences. And I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, somebody's going to get knocked out and their head's going to hit the street. You ever worry about injuries or anything like that when you were doing that at the time?
It wasn't nothing crossed my mind. I never got knocked down. Never got rocked.
So. We need you to speak a little bit louder or a little bit closer to the mic.
Yeah, move that mic closer to him so he can
see. I never got knocked out. I never got rocked. Boom. So
there it is.
There was never no worry of getting knocked out, I guess.
Did you ever knock anybody out while on the street itself?
Dude, why are you putting him on the spot like that?
Because he's our guest. I'm asking.
Status of limitations have not run out yet.
Huh?
Sparring. Never knocked one out.
But not on the street, though, right?
No, never knocked one out.
While sparring, yeah, of course.
Buddy, we need you to be a little bit more consistent onto the mic.
Okay.
Because these motherfuckers are not going to be able to hear you. Be like, what is he saying? Guys, I didn't hear it.
All right.
So yeah, there you go. That's a lot better.
So that makes sense why, like, maybe you gravitated more to the striking game first than kind of grappling, because grappling on the street is kind of really painful, right?
No, honestly, I started jiu-jitsu first because I just liked it. Like, on YouTube, I used to see people getting locked up. But it's like I just transmitted to striking because that's all I could do, like, in the street.
Right. That makes sense.
Ever been in trouble because of your, you know, practicing your techniques on the street?
Yeah, I used to get in trouble for fighting pretty much my whole life. You know, I was labeled a trouble kid for fighting. Fighting just in me.
And you were growing up, where were you growing up at the time?
Stark, Florida. Just moved around, different cities, Leesburg.
Well, I don't think there's a lot to do in Stark, is there?
Fight, right?
Besides throw down?
Yeah, no, there's nothing in Stark.
Hey, man, you got Walmart.
No, I don't.
What the fuck are you going to do in Walmart?
Is there a Walmart to start?
Walmart.
Okay.
Exactly.
I just go through there all the time with my job on towers.
So. It's like a Walmart everywhere, man. You know what? Like, so when I was younger, we would get bored. You know, we couldn't drink or anything, or we couldn't score anything. Or if we did get drunk, we would go to Walmart and just fuck that place up, man.
They used to fight on the streets?
Me? No, dude. I got in a fight. I got a fight with a wrestler once when I was a kid. And, so I was like, yeah, and he was pointing at me or something like that in class. Like, don't point at me. And he pointed at me. I was like, that's it. We're fighting after school. And then, like, we walked down this path to get away from the school so we wouldn't get in trouble, right? And the path had, like, little, like, hills on both sides of it. And the guy was like, yeah, punch me. And so I punched him, right? He had braces. I remember hitting him. Then I got double leg takedown. And then – or I got – myself was double leg takedown. And we rolled down this hill. Then he gets up behind me and he's like choking me. And back then it was like choking was like cheating, you know what I mean? So I'm like trying to punch him while he's choking me.
I remember going
to sleep, right? And then he like rolled me over and like popped me 3 times in the face and that was it. And then I was like, well, that sucked really bad. You know, everybody left and stuff. I was like, dang, my nose is all fat. And then I get home, my mom's like, what the fuck happened to you? I was like, gonna fight. I was like, oh my God, I can't be gonna fight. You lost, huh? You got your ass kicked, huh? I was like, yeah, God damn it. And then, well, that wasn't even the worst part, right? Well, we had a 3-day weekend, so that was kind of cool. I was like, well, I can heal up maybe a little before school. But then when we rolled down the hill, I realized we got poison ivy. Oh. And I was afflicted with poison ivy for like 2 weeks, man. When I got back there that Tuesday, I looked at that guy. His name is John Nichols. I looked at John Nichols. I was like, this is all you did. And I showed him where a little cut on my lip was. He didn't see the whole weekend. My nose was all fat as fuck. But I was like, did you get poison ivy? He's like, yeah, I got poison. Fucking sucks.
We're friends now.
No, we never became friends. But I started working out after that. I was like, oh, I got to do something now.
Now, did you have an audience when you fight?
Yeah, there was an audience. It what was like a fucking Giovanni? Intro.
Was there people around when you were fighting these people on the streets?
Yes, it's always a crowd.
Well, there you go. That's how you really start. Because when you go to these shows, there's a whole bunch of people. So you don't get that much. Well, maybe you do get butterflies, but, you know. Not as bad as if you never fought in front of people.
Yeah, that's true. How's your nerves feel now when you're about going up into a match?
Well, I have no nerves into a fight. I'm calm. Calm just like I'm sitting here talking to y'all.
That's kind of scary, though.
It is.
You know, a guy who doesn't have nerves, you know, and he's got, like, doesn't give a fuck. I don't know, man.
Well, it's just like when people do have nerves, I kind of tell them what it is, right? It's that fight or flight system that fires off, and your body does what's called core shunting. Where all your blood gonna like gets pulled from your limbs and into your main organs for protection, right? So your body's thinking that it might die, so it's like trying to protect itself, and that's why a lot of people feel kind of like weak. They feel a little nauseous because they have all this extra blood there. So how do you reset that system, right? This is how you do it. You take a deep breath in, and this deep breath thing works because it resets that fight or flight system. Hold it for as long as you can. Breathe it out as slow as you can. Do that 3 times and resets. Your blood goes back to your limbs, back to your brain. Your logic starts kicking in, and you're able to fight composed.
Does that work when you're not fighting too? Because sometimes I get pissed off, and I'm like, God damn it.
That's why they always say, take a minute, take some deep breaths.
All right.
Yeah, but there's actually science behind it. It's not just be like, yo, take
even
some time.
If I don't fight, I may have to start doing that.
You know there's an I in there.
I'm sorry, what?
There's an I in fight.
Is there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like saying fight.
Yeah. People have just forgotten that whole eye.
Well, last night we were watching the fights.
Are we talking about Balake? Sorry, Balake. Balake talking shit about you. I'm pretty sure he is. Pretty sure of it.
I actually like the way he says it, so I'm going to start saying it like that from now on. Are we going to watch the fights today?
Well, what's funny is even when he said it, even Squirrel was like, you know, you said some weird shit whenever Squirrel turns his head and kind of looks. He's like, nah, bro.
He's like, no, I'm saying too soon.
Him and that too soon shit. Everything he said, man. Too soon.
He's like, knock, knock. And you're like, what?
Too soon? You're like,
the joke doesn't work that way.
Don't tell him that. He thinks it does. He's having fun.
Yeah, but last night it was good, man. There was a bunch of us just hanging out, man, and just having a good time and watching the fights.
Random jiu-jitsu moves going on throughout the house.
It always happens, man.
Well, that's why I've told you. Next time we'll do it at the house. We're probably just going to grab the mats and lay them in the living room, push the couch to the walls.
Can we reenact the fights?
Yeah.
You know, I really prefer like watching it with our teammates and stuff versus going to the bar because I can't handle the comments.
Oh, I love watching.
Can you handle the comments from our team?
Usually.
Usually. Being the key word. Usually.
Sometimes we might have one of our newer guys, like they were saying something, I'm like, bro.
Put him in a headlock.
Yeah. Like, oh, that arm's in danger. I'm like, that arm's not in danger.
Stop.
But it is what it is. It's just experience level at that point in time. 9 years from now, they'll look at it and think they're silly, just like how we thought we were silly when we thought we knew.
I've always been grown up. I never thought I was silly.
Yeah, you look it too.
I call bullshit on that.
Giovanni, how many fights do you have now, bud? How many amateurs did you have?
Get into the mic, please. 20.
20 amateur fights in a period of 4 years. And then how many pro fights? 2. And you're 2-0 as well, correct?
1-0
in MMA and kickbox. 1-0 kickbox. Nice. As a pro. Beautiful. Both were finished with knockouts? Beautiful. The one pro fight that you did lose, how did you end up losing that one?
I ain't never lose a pro fight.
Oh, I thought you said you went 1-1.
I'm 1-0 as a
fight. As a pro, I'm fight. Got it.
1-0 as a kickbox.
Okay, gotcha. I understand. So that last fight that you finished, it was with that flying knee, wasn't it?
The flying knee took him out, but it was the left hand that really
finished the job.
Him up, yeah.
Rock these world.
I remember watching that fight. It was amazing. He was throwing like 2 knees at once. Like, it was like, pop, pop. I'm thinking to myself, like, when I go to do any kind of flying technique, I'm worried about that landing. I'm like, what if my foot just falls wrong and I break my damn ankle trying to do some fucking thing? But it's just so intuitive to you. You just kind of like naturally flow into it, right?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's like the knee. I just know it's going to cause so much damage. So why not trade it for?
You know, you have a good friend too that fights pretty similar to you. Mm-hmm. Nissan Mayweather, right?
Yeah. We basically been training partners our whole life, so we fight similar.
It's interesting watching you guys train together because it does seem wild and it does seem reckless as far as like the amount of power that you guys use in your sparring. Mm-hmm. Have you found that as you're getting more mature into your career that you're bringing that portion back a little bit to kind of protect your head from TBI and those kind of things that are happening to a lot of fighters now?
I don't spar Nissan no more. I try to spar with people my size because I started realizing that his speed what gave me advantage over the bigger guys, but they hit harder. I started realizing that. So I started sparring with bigger guys.
Nice. So you did bring him in for some grappling, though. Mm-hmm. What happened to him? He's not as into it as you are.
Believe in it.
Which is so weird because he's such an amazing wrestler.
Well, what's the mentality behind that, though? What do you mean he doesn't believe in it?
He done been caught in like two submissions already. He still don't believe in it. He feel like it was lucky. He feel like...
Have you grappled him?
Yeah.
You show him up?
Man, I'm just putting it like this. He just don't believe in the system. It's like, he just believe that.
But you catch him constantly, don't you?
I don't catch him constantly. I don't grapple with him like that. But when I do grapple with him, I catch him.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to believe that you're that lucky that many times. You know?
Well, listen, Nisa is, he's a specimen himself. He's a smaller guy. But
I'm not doubting that.
I know, but what I'm saying is, he's a smaller guy, and it's really hard for other people his size to catch him. Just because he does have such great wrestling, and he does have a basic understanding of, like, defensive, like, jiu-jitsu in an MMA match. So, like, in a pure grappling match, yeah, you're going to be able to catch him. But in an MMA match, it's really hard to catch him if you're the same size. So
he does have some grappling because he has wrestling.
He's a great wrestler. Matter of fact, he came here, we did wrestling rounds, and I think took down just about everybody.
Also, he does have a background.
Oh, he does have a grappling. Yeah, it's just
I thought he had none.
It's just that he doesn't gravitate to the teeth portion of it, the finishing people. I think he'd rather just bang them out, if I'm not mistaken.
It's the technique part. It's like he'd rather be the strong guy. He don't want to finesse him.
Gotcha.
And that's the mentality too. As he gets a little bit older, he might realize when his speed and his strength kind of start fading a little bit, that the tech will need to be there. It's a tedious thing to learn, isn't it?
His last fight, he got caught in a knee bar and knee been jacked up.
I remember seeing that.
Tap today, train tomorrow.
But that was during the fight, so.
I understand, but are you gonna let your knee get ripped off?
No, I know, but you gotta understand the mentality that Nisa and Javonis are coming from, bro. It's do or die. It's like, yo, we need that money. We gotta do the things we gotta do.
Right, but how are you gonna make money in the future if your knee's fucked up?
No, I agree.
I would tap if I get caught knee bar. So, I mean, if it's flush, I'm gonna tap. But I ain't finna have an 8-0.
There you go.
Not me.
That's smart.
Nisa just a little crazy.
Nisa is wired a little different, man. I love that kid, though, man. He's just a good dude.
Yeah. What do you think about the fights last night, though?
The fights were pretty dope. I want to find out about your opponent, though.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
What's his name?
Trent McDaniel.
I saw a picture of him. He looks very fit.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's bigger. But I ain't worried about it.
What are you fighting at?
55.
Dude, you're pretty tall for a 55er. How tall are you?
6 foot.
Jeez, the range.
That's tall? Huh? That's tall?
For a 55, not really.
Yeah, to me, it is.
For a 55er, yeah, it is pretty tall. Because the average guy that was
5'7", 5'8", around there.
So on average about that, yeah. You're a little bit taller because even Jamie, he fights at 155, and he's short.
Trey Water must be a specimen at that weight.
Trey Water is a specimen.
Dude, he's crazy. Yeah. Did you see his last fight?
No, I didn't get to see it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he put that dude away,
man. He put that boy out. Within, like, what, 30 seconds?
16 seconds.
16 seconds?
Trey is, like, he is a very long dude. How tall is he?
6'3"?
6'4"? 6'4", yeah, right? That's what I thought.
What did he hit him with? Was it, like, a 1-2? Or was it like, a one hook?
He caught him with a 1-2 and then caught him with a straight right.
Oh, dude, you heard that shit, like.
Pa-pa-pa.
It was, like, pa-pa. I mean, that guy was out.
Shots fired, man.
It was vicious.
Damn.
Like, if I ever get hit like that, I'd be like, I ain't fucking doing this no more, ever. But I'm just a bitch.
So, Javonis, you started training in the 10 Planet system. How do you feel working in that system? Has it helped you? Has it? What are the advantages or disadvantages that you're feeling that you've seen from this?
To be honest, I just feel like it's just opening up my mind on the ground a little bit more. Because I was, like, the mental, I basically had, I want to say I had a basic But this, I feel more of a flow. I feel more like I can get to cause more scrambles in the fight. I just feel like I can attack with more options. I feel like if someone takes me down, the leg attacks keep me in the fight. I can threaten more. You know, I feel like I got more ways to win the fight.
You got more weapons now.
Yeah, more weapons.
The whole other 40% of the body to your disposal.
Yeah. So.
Nice. You were mentioning Tony Ferguson. What are some of the things that you like that he does? Or is it something that you want to emulate? Anything that he does specifically? Or
I like the pace he put on, and I like how he mix in the striking in too. I like how he'll rock with an opponent, clinch up with him, stand in some. If he ain't getting there, he roll knee bars, and he elbowing, so he always got you on the toes fighting. And I like how he break.
What's that?
Nothing.
Just, oh, I thought you were pointing at something. I was like, what?
I was actually just pulling up some of Trey's fights on YouTube, just to check them out.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so.
I was going to say, who was the opponent he took out in 16?
It doesn't matter who the opponent was. That's that much I know.
Well, I'm just watching the one where he's going up against Gabe.
Yeah, so the.
It was four months ago.
No, this was like a week ago.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. He put it to that guy. Poor guy. I feel bad. Well, maybe not that much, but.
I don't know about that. I want all our guys to win, you know? Trey Water, I mean, he doesn't train with us or whatever, but I know him really well. I like to see. It's more about the local talent, man. I want our local talent to be known like how South Florida is, to be known like how the guys from Cali are, you know what I mean? To make this happen. That's the reason I'm super excited to have Javonis with us and a few of our other guys that really like to do MMA and compete
with strong
competitors. Coslo's on a fucking rampage right now. I think all that time and training that he's doing and the fact that these two gentlemen here, Coslo and Javonis, are so coachable. Like some of the easiest people to coach. They keep their mouths shut. They keep their ears open. They ask appropriate questions. And when you put them on a task, a drill or a tech or a position, they do it. And they do it until like it's over, not a couple times and then kind of stop.
Well, the cool thing is that they're on the same card, July 29th down in Orlando.
Super cool.
Not only that, we also have our homie Jacob Burnell, the caveman. He's also on the same card. So
that
should be pretty interesting. I know a lot of the guys are going to be going to Naga in Alabama, so they're not going to be able to make it down. But, you know, we have three homies basically on the same card that night.
That night.
Yeah.
It's going to be an amazing time. What is the date on that again?
On July
29th. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I think Naga's the 21st, 22nd.
22nd.
Never mind.
July 29th. I believe I'm going down there with you on that, right?
Yep.
So good.
Sweet.
Get some dudes in there.
Yeah. I think
get some W's.
I think I'll be able to make that too.
Hell yeah.
Super stoked. Carpool!
So, we got a couple of amateur guys that also want to get fights here pretty soon. I know Jason Arnett's been asking me for some fighters. And
who is so, Jason Arnett? I'm sorry.
He's the guy who runs Breakthrough. He's the promoter for Breakthrough.
Oh, okay.
MMA fights. Usually it's out of Daytona or Orlando, I believe.
Right.
I fought for them a couple of times, and we had a bunch of other teammates fight for him. It was good times. He puts on a pretty darn good show, man. And he treats his fighters pretty fair.
I think Taylor's got like three fights coming up in the next 3 months.
She does?
Yeah, she's got an IKF event. Then she's got a fight with Breakthrough in August. And then another fight, Combat Night, I believe, in September.
Nice.
So she's busy.
She's 18 now.
Yeah.
So she was waiting, biding her time as she was training. Coming up.
What? What was that? I can't hear.
Let this man readjust.
Bro, I know it's going to happen, yeah.
It's hot because the AC is on low or something.
It is, yeah. It's hot. Well,
balls are hot.
Sorry.
Sorry, sweat.
Sitting in a beanbag.
I went and got a tattoo the other day and Friday, and I can feel I have Tegaderm on it right now. You guys know what Tegaderm is?
Nope.
It's like a plastic film that actually adheres to the skin, but it's breathable. So it's kind of a cool thing that our tattoo artist is doing now. It's a... What's that?
It's breathable. It's still like hot.
It's still hot for sure, right? So you're able to keep it on for a couple days if need be. How he has had me do it this time, far as tattoo care, puts the ink on, tattoos you, and then puts on the Tegaderm, right? And then the next morning, take a hot shower, peel that Tegaderm off, which is a slow process, by the way. It's not very much fun. Clean it, just let it air dry for like a couple minutes, and then throw it back on while it's still just a little bit moist. And then two more days of that Tegaderm. This is my first time healing a tattoo this way. So we're going to see how that thing turns out. But so far, so good. I feel pretty comfortable.
I like it better than the way we used to have to get wrapped up with the saran wrap and the tape. And that shit was just...
See, I don't mind it if it's on a limb, but man, when it's around your trunk, when it's around your waist.
Yeah, because see, when I got my stomach done, I had to basically do the whole saran wrap.
Man, I got scared for a second when he said his trunk. I was like, what? Did you get your trunk tattoo, bro?
Yeah, I got a big dragon. You want to see it?
Did you get your root tattoo?
No, man. I'm going to pass on your trunk, bro. I'm sure it's very nice.
You don't want to see the dragon? It's purple.
I'm sure it's very nice.
He'll spit at you.
Careful, he spits. He's a water dragon.
This episode was brought to you by Black Hive Tattoo. Black Hive Tattoo out of Stockton.
Off of Stockton Street, Gilmore.
Same shit.
Out of Stockton. You guys are going to California looking for Black Hive. Hey, where's that Black Hive at? I heard that you do good tattoos.
Slap your mama.
I drove all the way out here for nothing.
California.
So going back to the fights, what did you guys think? I'm sorry, to the fights.
All right, man. Name out the fight, dude. Let's talk about him.
Pettis. Were you impressed?
Pettis looks fucking amazing. Who was he going against?
Jim Miller.
Jim Miller looked really good too, but Pettis did show out, dude. Did you get to watch that fight at all, Jonah?
Man, his striking was on point.
What'd you think about it?
I mean, Pettis was accurate for him better. He needed that win.
No shit.
He did need that
win. He looked like garbage against Max Holloway.
Max Holloway is on another level right now. Max Holloway has a very, very smart IQ, fight IQ.
There we go.
What?
Yes, here we go. Know. You keep mentioning that to us. We know he's
smart. Dude, he's super smart, bro. He adapts so easily.
IQ, smart, striker.
He's the blessed one, okay?
He's pretty good.
Did you feel like there was a lot of fight IQ with the Overeem and Virginia fight?
Now listen.
Dude, what was with that? That was such a weird stance.
What I mean by fight IQ, I mean is being able to adjust it and adapt in the middle of a fight. So like Max Holloway takes a round or two, figures out the opponent timing and the way their movements are, and he changes the way he fights for that guy and beats them. That's what I mean by that.
Yes,
as far as Overeem and Verdum, that was very interesting. That was very interesting.
I don't know. It's kind
of Verdum
boring.
Pulled guard a couple times.
Yeah. He killed some puppies.
Hey, man, that was some great guard pulling, man. That's guard pulling 101 in MMA. Yeah,
but he didn't really get to do a whole lot with it.
Not really.
You know, that was the tough part.
And my favorite thing was seeing Alistair when he got in guard. He was so confused as what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
He's
like, what is this?
This man's legs. I don't know.
It's just like, he was like, like the common theme of last night was open guard and then just trying to grapevine the guy's legs as he's trying to pass you. So like everyone did, and it was so weird because everyone was just confused as what was going on.
Thou shalt not pass.
See, what's crazy though is I'm looking at the numbers and Alistair won decision, but Verdum had one knockdown. It was 107 total strikes to 29.
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it.
49 significance to 21, and Verdum had one takedown.
Okay, now
so Verdum won statistically.
Give us the garbage stats. How many?
Oh, they don't list the submission attempts. Who was that? That was Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah, the most submission attempts in the UFC. So
what kind of bullshit stat is that, man?
He's good at trying.
It's like you're giving. It's like they're trying to make this so mainstream. You know,
well, they are
that they're giving you these bullshit stats. Who gives a fuck?
Well, they needed three bullet points, and he tries a lot. We'll put that on.
Look,
there.
I need that for my fantasy MMA league. Okay.
Oh my bad. I didn't know that it was.
Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing. Yes.
Oh okay. There it is. That explains it.
Oh, finally, exactly. The fantasy league can get behind.
Can you really?
No.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bro.
Like I don't get fantasy football and all that stuff, but you know those are those guys.
I get that a lot more than I
do through. They live vicariously.
How many yards after the catch did he have, bro? That'll get you 3 points. But you see how many receptions he had last week?
Hey, man, they need to do a guard pulling stat.
But see, what's crazy, though, is, I mean, this, man, with the Whitaker fight, you know, he won by decision. But Yoel had 5 minutes of control versus one, 114 total strikes to 94. The only thing that Whitaker got was significant strikes. He got him 74 to 48. But Yoel had 4 takedowns. That's it. But he won by decision.
Maybe they won by the most damage.
I mean, maybe those significant strikes all came in 3, 4, 5.
Well, that's how that worked out. Significant.
But
yeah, because he was fucking him up at the end, especially.
Yeah, no, Yoel.
Like, if that fight kept going, like, Whitaker could kill Romero at that point.
Listen, that fight was pretty good, but did you guys catch Michael Johnson versus Gaethje on Friday?
No.
What did you think about that one?
Gaethje is scary, man. Zombie, keep coming.
Right. He almost got knocked out twice.
Just kept trucking?
And he just kept, you know, coming forward. I mean, he backed up a couple of times, but he was just trying to get his bearings back. And then he caught Michael Johnson. And that was it, man. He hit him with like three uppercuts while he was holding his head. And then hit him with an elbow, and then that knee finally put him away. Mm. I was very impressed with that dude. I mean, I've seen him fight in the World Series of Fighting, but he came in making a statement, you know, with Michael Johnson. Michael Johnson's pretty good.
What do you think after Brown's fight? You think he's gone?
What do you mean?
Travis Brown's fight?
What happened?
Travis Brown, he lost. So,
bro,
he looked like shit. He looked just like
horrible, man.
He looked like his gas tank was enough to get him from the back to the cage. And to throw around four punches. And then after that, the gas tank was completely done.
I hate to, like, you know, rag on fighters when I'm not a fighter myself. You know, I've never been in the cage, so I don't know exactly what he's feeling. But at the same time, he did not look very impressive.
Well, he felt, you know, a lot of punches.
It's like he was on a tear at one point, and, you know, I think Brandon Schaub says it best. Your run is over. You have your run, and then that's it.
Well, I think some coaching helped ruin that run.
I don't know, man. I've never been coached by...
I think Rhonda might be a succubus, and she sucked all his energy.
Oh, now you're talking shit about her?
I mean...
I'm not talking shit about her. I'm saying that...
You are. You're saying that she sucks
the life... Because she's a woman fighter.
I think since she sucks the life out of dudes. I mean, I'll give her a go and see if it's true.
Yeah, I was about to say, can I sign up for that?
No, sir. You may not.
Yeah, no.
Your wife would kill you.
I don't know. She likes Rhonda. Rhonda's kind of cute. She might slide for that.
Yeah?
Maybe. Probably not. No. Not at all. Not even a little bit.
No, it's not going to happen, son.
No?
But
no, dude, I don't like her attitude.
Brown got like punched up.
I just want to quote Derek Lewis real quick.
Go ahead.
Did you see his Instagram?
Where's Rhonda's fine ass at?
did you see his Instagram last night?
No, but someone photoshopped like a Travis Brown all defeated. And then it's just a photo of Derek Lewis smiling. Yeah.
Travis Brown, it should have been a Photoshop of Travis Brown all defeated, and then Derek Lewis behind Ronda Rousey, you know what I mean?
Great.
They're talking about, like, none of my business.
Dude. But no, Brown got punched up, though. I mean, he just got...
He was hungry for the knuckle sandwiches.
He was eating them. It was so like an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Didn't really look like that great of a submission that he lost.
So do we see Brown ever back in the UFC?
I don't think so, man.
UFC, probably not. I bet Bellator will probably pick him up because he's a name. I mean,
Bellator's stacking up their roster, man.
Yeah, they are. That's what I mean.
They have been stacking their roster lately. I think they're going to start getting more picky on who falls off the UFC, and they're going to be like, man, not so much. Have you seen the shift? You've seen the shift, right?
I am seeing it, and I've been
Bellator is starting to like pop, 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 pop. UFC starting to pull.
Well, ever since WME took over, it's just like a shit show now.
I blame it on the Reeboks.
Yeah, it's.
Started with
It's a hit and miss.
I mean, I can't wait to see what the Snoop Dogg commentary is going to be.
I'm really
telling
don't
you.
Care about that, bro.
I'm telling you, man. It's going to be on fire.
Well, all right, my shizzle get the rebizzles.
I can't wait to start hearing him calling out some fucking jiu-jitsu moves. And I mean, come on. You've heard him do the commentary for the nature shows.
Look,
it was amazing.
Look, honestly, Snoop Dogg needs to go to EBI. He needs to learn jiu-jitsu and commentate on EBI.
Could you imagine Snoop? Because Snoop's long and tall.
Yo, guys.
He's like, also 90 years old.
He ain't 90.
I can imagine
he's 85.
Hey, players, look at this man. He's in the twizzle. He's about to go into the trizzle. About to hit the hydraulics, and he got the cap slice.
I take it back. It might be fun to listen to it.
I'll tell you, man. It's like him and Eddie.
Hey, but now, before we move off of it,
yeah,
you two need to give a shout-out, though.
To who?
To your Rob Font.
Oh, a Puerto Rico! Oh, a Puerto Rico!
Yeah,
Wampa!
Hey, my man's going up.
Moving on up.
Look, man.
It's America.
Puerto Rico.
He was ranked 15.
Yep.
He's now ranked 14.
You know what, though? That doesn't matter because he's number one in my heart.
That's right. Our hearts, bro.
He's my spirit animal at 135. Whenever I try Imanari rolls, it's because I think I'm Rob Font.
Yeah, he put on a pretty impressive performance last night. You know, the funny thing is that I saw him, I want to say, about a year and a half ago, and he had a hat with a string and a ball at the end, and he was just hitting that little tennis ball, which gave me the idea of the headband that I made at home with the string so I could do, you know, the boxing myself.
Rob Font.
Rob Font.
Did you really do that?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they sell those like crazy now.
Bro, I made my shit for like $5.
Yeah, I know, I understand.
Why would I want to pay 40?
No, I understand. But you should have patented that shit whenever it was.
Wasn't my idea. How the fuck am I going to patent that?
Chris, we can't take credit from our fellow countrymen.
No. Is that what it is?
We look out for each other.
Okay. Yeah.
Fellow countrymen.
Rob Font.
All right.
Yep. Follow him. Mark DeLagarotti.
So which one of y'all are going to get the tattoo, the portrait tattoo of?
Dude, I'll get a tramp stamp.
Who's getting the 10 Font's planet? Property. Who's getting the 10 planet Orange Park
tattoo? I actually want to get the 10 planet Orange Park on my chest. I'm gonna do it, man. I'm gonna commit to this.
Hey,
first ink.
Don't lie. That shit might be coming out, yo.
I really want to do it, man.
There might allegedly be some things in the
first one. If it's a real one, gets 3 months off.
Fuck that. You're gonna spend $500 on that shit.
What's funny is for me, it's gonna be like 3 months off recovering, being a little bitch, crying at home, saying, "I actually did it. This shit hurts so much." I'll be like, "God damn it, this rap hurts."
I want to do it in my inner thigh.
No, you don't.
So he does privates with the ladies. You know? He's like, so this is 10th Planet.
The ruler is extra small. I said it's 12 inches.
This is 12 inches in Europe.
In Europe.
How big European in Europe?
Sizes are way smaller, for real. I'm saying. Everything's bigger in America.
You need to step into the mic, you know what I'm saying?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, a little bit. You kind of moved away.
Step into the mic.
You're a fucking owl? Yeah, you.
Fuck you, mate.
Fuck you, mate.
The devil.
What the fuck happened?
All right, yo, so I'm bringing this up real quick. We're talking about fights, right?
Yeah.
All right, I got to bring up Gabby Garcia demolishing old women. She is committing hate crimes against the elderly.
Again?
The worst part is the ref warned her, like, saying, like, yo, I guess she did another soccer kick before that. I don't know what happened, but the ref actually pulled them apart in her corners, like, yo, watch the fuck out. And she claimed she did not understand what the ref said.
Don't understand.
And she took it against her opponent and fucking kicked this woman.
Isn't your homie doing the taxes for that old lady that got sucker kicked?
No, my boy does taxes for Megumi.
Who do you think she fought?
She fought Megumi? Megumi's not old.
How old is Megumi?
Not as old as that grandma that she beat up first time.
Yeah, because that the girl she beat up the first time was literally like a 80-year-old grandma.
Pull up and see who the name was that Gabby Garcia just beat up. Because I believe he was Megumi.
Was it really?
Yeah.
He didn't beat her. She assaulted her. She destroyed her. Demolished her.
Somebody called the cops.
I mean, she's Garcia. 100 pounds heavier than her. So.
Dude, she was weighing what, like 240 or 230? Some shit like that. And this lady weighs like a $115.
Look, you know what's bad when Gabby Garcia only trains with Cyborg?
Dude, Cyborg probably don't even want to train. It's like, nah, fuck you, dude.
Dude, they're like this. They're like,
no. Here's the thing. Gabby Garcia Cyborg's punching bag. Let's be honest.
Think so?
Yeah. Have you seen Gabby Garcia striking? I mean, he's better than mine because I don't do any. But compared to Cyborg?
Dude.
Yeah, that's why they train together. She's got to be her punching bag.
Yeah.
All right, so Gabby's only had 4 fights.
Okay, so who did she fight?
Yeah, four
fights. First one was Leah Tapa. That was Japan. It's all in Japan.
Yeah. All Japan.
Free shows, yep.
So then I guess the grandma was Destino Yarborough.
Who was the last one?
Yomiko Hata.
No. Yeah, so it wasn't Megumi.
No, it was, I'm telling you, that's not, what was the last, what's the date of that last fight there?
December 31st.
Okay, this was last week.
Yeah. Dude, it was horrible.
She was currently scheduled to face Russian boxer Asana.
Okay, I'm not asking you who she fucking was
July
scheduled.
30th.
Look up Gabby Garcia last fight, and it'll tell you the name. God, man, I got to do his job too?
Sure, come here.
God damn it.
Paul Caraya, let me look this up.
What do we need a producer for? Gone for 2 weeks, can't pull up shit.
Vaginas and shit.
I know. Damn it.
Right.
So slow. You should have that on standby.
Where's I know. I wish I had a good Wi-Fi.
All right. Let's see.
That's it. Even shirt. Man. You go ahead.
Oh, she got Megumi Yabushita.
Is that not the same chick? No? Okay. All right.
Oh, wow. So we went through all that just to find out that Walla was wrong.
Wah, wah, wah.
My show. I don't give a fuck.
I do what I want. Don't know.
But I do love the little headline here. Gabby Garcia uncorks illegal soccer kick, decapitates tiny opponent in Japan.
Yes, that's fairly accurate, man. MMA mania. It was plus, like, Gabby's so big, that ring is extra small. Man. It was like a circus fight.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a video.
Yes.
Listen, guys.
Oh, my God. This girl is so tiny. Oh, my God.
So here's the deal. We know that he was a murderer, but there was also another murder committed yesterday. Actually, I'm not even going to talk shit because I like this guy. So, y'all remember Daniel Ninja Roberts used to fight MMA back in the day?
No.
No? You don't know who Daniel Ninja Roberts is? Brown belt on the Jake Shields?
No.
Okay.
He got killed yesterday.
Our boy Yelva went to Sub Wars and put him to sleep, man.
Go Yelva! Oh, I did see that.
Shout out to Josh Yelva for doing everybody proud. I mean, I don't want to talk shit about the dude because, again, that dude probably kicked my ass. And I'm not talking shit, but our boy did do some work yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw the video of it.
Way to town, man. That was awesome overtime, man.
So, just remember that whenever you want to talk shit to Yelvo or Chase Hanna, who won his division yesterday.
He took it home yesterday, man.
So, all you trolls that want to get on that 10-planet tread and talk mad shit.
On a
tread, yes.
You mean a thread?
Whatever.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure that we're all on the same page.
Did you understand what I was saying?
I didn't
know.
Okay. Let me rephrase then for all you motherfuckers.
All you white guys.
Hey, yeah, if you want to get on a post, on a 10-planet post and talk shit, just go watch those videos. That's all I got to say about that.
About those fights.
About the fights. Anyway, shout out to Chase for winning his division and Josh for his outstanding performances yesterday.
Kicking of the ass.
That's right. And they are probably going to be here competing in the OPI.
Two.
OPI number two, yeah.
Numero OPI dos.
Two, October, August 3rd.
September, no, it's not August. It's not August 3rd.
It's October 7th now.
October. What?
Yeah, October 7th.
October 7th?
Yeah, it got moved. Sir.
And then ABI number one.
Yeah.
It'll be September 3rd.
So it got moved again.
Yeah.
I'm glad I know this.
So we have, guys, after the success of the first OPI, it looks like we're going to have also ABIs, which is the Atlantic Beach Invitational, and the Orange Park Invitational numero dos. So don't miss out on those. And again, Josh Yelvo and Chase Hanna are going to be part of that OPI numero dos. So guys, now that you know, you better bring that heat because those boys are coming to get that cash. That's for sure.
Bring the heat. Oh, it's been brought in.
Ew.
We call the inch.
Do the what?
We call the inch. Yo, man, they're coming from L.A., baby. L.A.
They're coming from the
Lower Alabama.
And just, we'll break it down. ABI is going to be 205 Blues, 185 Blues. Is the 115 girls still going? Is open for Blues?
I believe
for all
so.
Belts?
Yeah, I think he just got scrapped for the OPI number two.
Okay.
Yeah,
and OPI two is heavy purple belts, 205 perps, and 185 perps.
And, somebody's got a super fight in the OPI too.
Oh man, is that all right? So think of this.
My co-host, Art of War.
Oh yeah, I finally got a super fight. Yeah,
who is it against?
A guy named Alex Cook out of Louis Powers School.
Paul Harris.
He's a homie, so we ain't gonna talk shit about him. That's for sure.
Cool. It's gonna be fun. I heard he's nice.
Yeah, he's a good
never
dude.
Met him before.
Very nice dude. I've known him for a couple.
Brown
of years
belt, black
now.
Belt.
Brown he's belt. Brown. Belt. Yeah. Brown. Yeah.
A Louis Powers brown belt.
Look, here's what I recommend.
Didn't Paul Harris just break another guy's leg?
No, that's a different Paul Harris.
Yes. Is that like a different cyborg?
That's a different Paul Harris, man.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It's Luis Paul Harris. Oh,
okay. Aren't they both named Luis Paul Harrison?
No. One is Husimar.
Which is the one that broke the Toquinho or Stump or whatever?
That's him.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was. I think it was in Russia, man.
Yeah, broke another guy's leg?
Yeah, he broke his tibia.
Snap!
But that guy looks skinny, though, bro, compared to
Paul Harris.
Paul Harris, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I saw it. I saw the video of it. I was like, tap, motherfucker. No. I would have tapped before he even grabbed a hold of it fully. I was like, oh, this is not going to end well. Tap.
Let me see. Can I get my leg back? Nope. Okay, tap.
Man, that was brutal.
I like the little thing you were showing last night, Art, to a squirrel.
Yeah.
That was pretty tight.
The little thing.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah. He was trying to slide it in, too.
He was trying to slide it out, and then Art was able to lock it down and lock it in so where he really couldn't slide it out.
Yeah, can't slide down that game. Yeah. Where are you going?
Nowhere. Can't pull out. Right. Doesn't matter how strong your pullout game is.
Yeah, no. But,
no?
Why are you looking at me all weird?
No, nothing.
Being honest.
Speaking of weird... Maggie's from Savannah. Something kind of weird happened in Savannah.
All right, guys.
Y'all go picking on this guy.
So, man, this is I'm pretty starstruck right now, to say the least.
Bitch.
Pretty sad that I was not in Savannah to witness greatness. But hats off to Shia LaBeouf, who was arrested in the city of Savannah.
Transformers. Dude, he's
arrested. And what makes it really interesting is the fact that he got arrested with three charges of like a drunk and disorderly, I think like resisting arrest, was it?
An obstruction.
Obstruction of justice and then possession of marijuana. What makes it interesting though is that drunk and disorderly. It's so difficult to get busted in Savannah because in the downtown area it's open container like New Orleans. So you can walk around to go cup, get fucked up. I mean, I myself has been out a couple times downtown, my 21st for example, being a complete fool, possibly doing stuff that isn't perfectly, you know, 100% legal downtown. I didn't get arrested, but no, Shia managed to get the police to chase him into a hotel lobby and cause a scene. And yeah, man, they got him there and
he spent the night. He's always getting in trouble for getting drunk and like smacking people's asses.
He's an artist, bro. That's his form of art, man. Is a
I think 4chan has just officially broke him. It just broke his psyche, everything about Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, man, dude, it takes skill, man.
Also, being off of those Transformer movies that are making millions of dollars probably broke him, too. What, you're going to replace me with Marky Mark? What
just do it! Wicky. He probably yelled at the cops when they're trying to arrest him. Just do it!
Yeah, but to be arrested in Savannah like that, man, you got to be a real douchebag. I mean, no. you gotta almost like
sure you have to try. Be a douchebag. Or
no, yeah, man, like the name.
For no, him, you have to be like a douchebag.
No, yeah, they're calling him Shia LaDouche in Savannah right now. Like people saw it go down and they said that he's a big asshole.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it's like a.
I mean, the cops up in Savannah are normally they're pretty chill about it. They'll tell you, "Hey, tone it down, go this way." You
they
know,
really
they really
do not
don't
care.
Want to arrest you like, or deal with that shit.
Like Savannah has a whole bunch of like nightlife, a whole bunch of bars and clubs. And in front of every one of them, you'll have at least a squad car or two. And the cops are just chilling out there, man. If they see, like Chris mentioned, if they see act a fool, they're like, dude, just chill, man. Just relax.
Yeah, they tend to hit it off before it becomes an issue and get with you.
Yeah.
So, legitimately, for you to get arrested for that shit, the cop had to come up to you and be like, hey, man, just move on. And you're like, oh, fuck you. What the? What? What? So, yeah.
Simmer down now, Shia.
Dude, that guy.
The faith of the world depends on you.
And I can't wait for this to become a biopic.
He's like, that's my shit. That's my stick.
Stick.
Go ahead. Do it. You know you want to do it.
Wicky. You need to hide the whole spark from Megatron. Autobots, roll out.
How is that a heavyweight fight? How is that a heavyweight fucking fight?
Damn.
Guys, we're looking at a picture of Gabby Garcia standing.
I'm looking at this dude in a dress.
Standing
about to fuck this little chick.
Hey, man, it's 2017.
Chick? I thought that was a little boy.
That's a heavyweight fight.
In Japan, you know? Like,
they do what they want
what
to do.
What the fuck?
Japan only does one weight class.
Yeah.
Gangsta weight.
They call that absolute.
Yeah, absolute every day.
Yeah. Right?
Call all it day, what you, every day.
Call it what you want to.
Look, man. Gabby Garcia is going to get a TV show called Can You Survive Gabby Garcia?
What's nice, though, is this next one she's got coming up. I was just reading.
It's with a guy with Bob Sapp?
No, it's against a boxer, but this one's going to be MMA rules, so it'll be MMA gloves.
What?
Yeah.
Remember what happened last time?
Does Gabby Garcia have a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
She has a penis.
Dude.
Have you seen it?
Cyborg, dude.
I don't know. I have not.
Okay,
I'm scared.
So then allegedly.
Allegedly.
Then those are alternate facts.
Okay. Fake news.
Jesus Christ, Chris.
Man.
Why are you making fun of that dude? I mean, it's fucked up, man.
Is she Mommy X?
Gabby Garcia is Poppy X.
I'm going to be honest. If she was here right now, I wouldn't be saying any of this.
No.
I'd be like, hey, Gabby, I'm actually super stoked that you're here.
Look, man, if she was here, honestly.
I'd be like, Miggy said it.
Look, at the end of the day, man, with Gabby Garcia, I would probably have to pull my pants down. I don't think I have a choice, man. She wants the snook snook.
She wants the smash mash.
Okay. All right.
Mush, mush.
Death by snoo snoo?
Yeah, death by snoo snoo, man. It's
you're like, Gabby, no. Put your shirt back on.
Gabby, get what Gabby wants. Smush, smush. Is that a red rocket? What is that? It's like a dog rocket.
It'd be.
Now, if you are forced by somebody like that, would you be able to get hard?
Would you call that rape?
I would hope I could, man. I don't want to die.
They're like, listen, you need to figure out a way to make that work or you're going to die.
I would have to pray
you're
that
like,
some
oh,
way somehow
shit,
I found Viagra pills, man.
Listen, what if she came in here, told you either fuck me or you die, and your wife's got to film it?
I'm going to start crying first off.
All right, Carla, hold the camera.
First off. Your boy ain't trying to die that way, all right? I'm trying to die a hero, okay?
Yeah, you don't get to Valhalla like that.
No.
Yeah, man.
You don't get to Valhalla like that. How, I mean, to be honest, what would you do? Gabby's got you. She got you in a chokehold. She's like, listen, you got to give me it or I'm going to choke you to death.
I don't know how she's going to get it because I ain't got nothing to give it.
He's like, I can't help
it. Wait. Let's step it up a notch, though.
All right.
Oh, God.
She comes in and says, Miggy, I want you to...
Hold on. You got to do the accent.
Miggy, I want you. What's
that? Miggy, I want you. No, that sounds like Stallone.
It's close enough.
Close enough? Why?
Miggy. I want your butt.
No. She's going to come in and say, Miggy, I want you and your wife.
And your wife.
Look, man, first I'm like, Carla, thank you for being an amazing wife right now. All right.
Thank you for my access card to healthcare.
Honestly, I may or may not disappear while I have a chance. Thank you for my
allowance.
Yep. But you're going to take one for the team.
It'd be like, you know, I may or may not disappear. She's being focused on my wife. I'm like,
yeah, no, throw her to the wolf.
So basically, you're going to leave her behind?
Yeah.
Hey, man, dude, you know those Amazonians, they love women more than they love men. Which is true.
Do they?
Yeah, man, look, Amazonians are out to kill men.
You've been watching Wonder Woman a little too much.
That's word on the street.
You know, they originally had Gabby casted for Wonder Woman.
Right.
She kept fucking up the lines.
She was just too attractive for the movie.
Yeah, she broke the camera with her beauty, right? But let me stop before Gabby finds
this. I have one issue with the new Wonder Woman, though. Like, she doesn't have an ass, like, at all. Like, chick don't have an ass. Like, you look good in the face, and you're a little skinny to be Wonder Woman, to be honest. I think Wonder Woman should have a little bit of, like, Amazon curves. Like, you know what I mean? Am I wrong?
Like Gabby Garcia?
Yeah, dude.
Like, in the movie when they're like...
Honestly, look,
they should just cast Cyborg. The sword is not the God killer. You are. And I'm like, oh, gosh, she's a god
now. They should have got Cyborg with that Brazilian accent. Oh, I am Wonder Woman. I come to save the day. Porra, caralho, I'm gonna get the Aries. I'm gonna beat his ass. I'm a god killer. That would be great, man.
I'm a god killer.
That sounds like Vandalay.
Yeah, exactly. Cyborg, right? Porra, caralho, I'm gonna
get Vandalay. That's like a small version of Cyborg, right?
same dude. Me.
That's before the TRT. Ba-dum-ts.
Sorry. Who was we talking about last night? That was on the juice.
Man. Roel.
No. Hashtag Muscle Farm.
Come on. Oh, my name is Romero. I drink muscle milk. That's
what I think. Pray get Jesus.
I had the kangaroo meat.
Say no.
Hey, Jesus. Frank Mir was let go, right?
Yes, he was.
Oh, dude.
Yes. Actually, there's nothing actually reported because they broke their own news. Richard Hunter went on Phone Booth Fighting page and posted, you know, Frank has been released by the UFC, which, first of all, the fact that he was being held back was bullshit. Yes, I understand that he got caught with some sort of steroid in his body, but he was never suspended by USADA. His suspension came from the UFC, and he was for 2 years, you know, that they were holding that suspension over his head. It's stupid. You know, they prevented this guy from basically making a living fighting. Good thing that he's got other skills like commentating skills, and he went to ABC.
Bitches love skills.
Yeah. So he was doing seminars and commentating for ABC, which is a fight promotion out of Russia. So he was having to travel a lot.
I think he was having trouble with the commentating, too, because the UFC was trying to put a crackdown on that. They didn't want him doing commentating for another
organization. How are they going to stop him from making money?
They were contracts, trying.
Man. He's contracted as a fighter. He's not contracted as a commentator with the UFC.
No, man, they're pretty shitty. Yeah, they're pretty
might have to do something with promotion stuff. Like, though, I think if you're a fighter for one promotion, you're under contract. You can't promote another promotion.
Yeah.
Conflict of interest. I think it might be, conflict of interest situation.
Well, you know what?
I don't know. Unless you look at it and have the lawyers look at it, you never
know. He was able to do it, so I don't think that there was anything there. So, fuck them. You know, they really fucked him over.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand there was something in his sample, you know, on his urine sample, whatever. And
kangaroo meat.
I would like it if I would like it if Bellator started doing a little bit more promotion and actually getting their guys.
Like,
I guarantee
you that phone call's already been made. Like,
it's yesterday. Coming, bro. They already got Goldie as a commentator.
Yeah, he posted last night on his Instagram. Showed him doing some voiceover work, I guess, for Bellator. He had his little Bellator hat on and shit like that.
Well, cool.
Virtually identical.
I liked, believe it or not, I mean, even when Goldie messed up, I liked Goldie.
Yeah, he was a good
him and, him was and Rogan, a great parrot.
Yeah, him. Well, him and Rogan just made a good little team.
Copying everything Joe Rogan says. Well, Goldie took a page out of Jose Aldo's book. Oh, I took a page out of Uriah Faber's book. Oh, I took a page out of
So let me get this right. You're saying that you didn't like Goldie?
No. Wait, hold on one second. Wait, isn't the commentator from Bellator, Jimmy Smith, is his name?
Yeah, he's also.
Jimmy Smith, Joe Rogan, virtually identical. I just had to do that. Sorry.
Virtually.
It was there.
Yeah, well, they damn near are virtually
identical. So now it's supposed to be Goldie, Mauro Ranallo, and Jimmy Smith. Not to be confused with the Puerto Rican actor. Jimmy Smith. And they're going to have a fourth one rotating in and out, which would be Brandon Schaub.
Schaubing.
Yep.
Schaubo.
Dude, Schaub's done great since he retired from the
UFC. He was Schaub is making more money not fighting right now
than he ever did fighting.
That motherfucker is selling out, you know, arenas.
Yeah.
You know, overseas. Mm-hmm. Doing his stand-up.
Yeah, he just did Australia and shit like that.
He's going to London, Ireland, and other places. I mean,
have you guys seen Eddie's stand-up lately?
I saw that poster. Yeah, I saw that poster that they had with him. I think he was at that comedy store.
Yeah, he went to the store and did a little set.
Yeah.
He's like, I promise I'm not going to talk about Flat Earth, so the Earth.
But apparently it's not the first time that he's done comedy before.
No. Dude, every time that I met him, it seems like he's on the mic. You know what I mean? He's a funny dude. Like every seminar, you know, we talk to him normally. He's got great presence, bro.
Well, that's what Squirrel said. Squirrel said when he was over at HQ a few months back, like every class that Eddie was teaching, it was like 35 minutes of open mic almost just before class, kind of letting people come on in and show up. But Eddie's just up there just holding court and just yucking it up, having everybody dying, laughing, talking shit, stuff like that. And that was like every single class.
Yeah, you could tell, man, just like that's how he's good at that. There's just something about him. He gets that attention. You're like, man.
Well, he's a very smart guy. He started using the internet for marketing and promotion for jiu-jitsu, like before everybody else, you know, got onto it. And then he started using websites and for text and stuff like that. Then everybody else kind of, so he's kind of like the forefront guy, really. So people want to talk a bunch of shit, but really he saw the future and started like making it happen. Then everybody else is just kind of like copying and trying to keep up.
He's built an empire off of it.
He really has.
Totally has. Totally has.
You know, he's like the only, he has like the longest running jiu-jitsu form that's actually.
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy because, you even got people from other schools that are active on that forum. Which is
mastering the system has been around for a long time now, too.
Like, since I was on it when it first opened up, or right when it, before it opened up, I was, like, following their stuff. And then when it opened up, I was like, oh, here we go, episode one. Because it was just a forum first.
They're, like, what, episode 150 now or something like that?
I think more than that. How many episodes, Pat, are you in? Yeah. Okay.
So Pat's behind. He's on episode 13.
He's catching up. Yeah. He's about to find out about Hernando Arange here.
You know 27-time world champion, Hernando Arange.
You know who his biggest opponent is?
Who?
Child Support. I love that man. I want to be him.
So when I went down there, I met the guy. His name is Rasan Orange. He's hilarious, dude.
Yeah, Hernando, he's really good at playing as an African-American male named Rasan Orange. You guys are really good actors. Yeah, really good. Who plays, you know, Hernando plays an African-American male named Rasan playing a Brazilian guy named Hernando. Really, like, excellent acting skills.
That's hilarious. Then you'll see his face on ATMs and shit.
I need you to get your voice more into the mic.
I need you to.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I was one of those guys that I didn't catch on to the shtick for like the first few times I ever saw him.
The first time that I saw him, he was like, having a beef with Vinny Magalhães. I'm like, they're at this press conference for, because I think Vinny was fighting for a title. And I see Hernando come in and start talking shit. And I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? And all of a sudden, you know, they were talking or whatever. And he got into like a scuffle. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then I realized, man, this was all set up. I was so disappointed. Man.
Dude, he had a little encounter with Nick Diaz. Or was it? Who's the younger one? Nate or Nick?
Oh, I'm sorry. So you have to throw him?
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. How much money did you invest in that?
Are they broken?
No, it doesn't matter.
They are now.
Are you sure that they're broken?
Yeah, they don't work.
No.
Do me a favor. Turn up the headphone volume a little bit, and let's see if they're really broken.
All right, you put them in your ears.
Oh, shit. No problem.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead.
Penis.
One, two, three.
No, are they plugged?
There it is. There it is.
Go ahead.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
I can hear it.
Can you? Oh, shit. Can you hear it all left and right?
Go the other one. Hold on.
We're going to try the second side, guys. We're going to have technical difficulties here.
Testing one.
I can hear it.
Oh, okay. All right.
I can't hear it. You're hearing it from your own headphones.
God, my headphones were not on.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
Testing, testing. Oh, there it is. Wait a minute. Nope. There I'm gone again.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't like you. That's all.
No lie.
Are they just coming in and out?
I don't think they've ever been in. They're not in.
Okay, we're just going to need you to get your own headphones.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Can you hear
me?
Hey, yo, he can hear it.
He just throws equipment around like, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't throwing equipment. It's right here, bro. It's automatic. You're like, you know, like a fucking girl right now. You're on your period. Smash you. Somebody get this guy some fucking cranberry juice.
Hey, get these guys some headphones.
The talent.
I like those headphones.
Yeah, well, buy yourself a pair. How about that?
I thought you had me a pair of those.
Yeah.
Mickey's wearing that.
No, Mickey brought the good ones. Yeah. He brought those from home.
Oh.
Perhaps you should do the same.
I'm just a talent, man. I don't know anything.
I don't give a shit. Pew, pew, pew. Throwing equipment.
I don't even know what a pew is. It didn't throw equipment, man. It's right here. Jesus Christ.
Super fight?
Did you set it down?
No, motherfucker. I tossed it just like that.
See? Okay. So it really wasn't a throw. It was more of a toss.
It was a toss right to the table, which is like 1 foot in front of me.
Okay.
I'm stuck in a beanbag. What do you want me to do?
I didn't tell you to sit on the fucking beanbag. You've always been comfortable on the couch itself. Yeah.
I do what I want now.
Okay.
There it is.
You don't know me. I do drugs. I kill people. 13-year-old Mario Povich.
Listen, motherfucker. We could go outside and fight.
Go outside.
Hey, man, we got mats right there, brother. We got gloves here, too, dude.
We can swear anyway, what the fuck were we talking about?
We were talking about fights.
We were talking about chick dudes, dude chicks. Talking about... What else were we talking about?
We should form a country, man.
What would we call it?
Call it Chicks with Dicks.
No.
The Chicksy Dicks?
No, we would have to compete with Wheeler.
And, the Dicky Chicks.
And Wheeler, Wheeler's already got that one hammered down.
Hitting pussy and kicking ass.
Have you heard some of his new ones?
I have not.
Does he have new ones?
Oh, yeah. He's got a whole new album. It's great.
Jesus Christ.
It's real. I mean, it's not Dick on My Wings, but it's pretty damn close.
Wings on My Penis.
Or Wings on My Penis.
Why don't you pull up one on YouTube and see what's going on with that.
Which one? Wheeler?
Yeah, whatever you want to pull.
You want Finger in My Butt? Or...
What?
Listen, if you allow me, I will try it. I may like it, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, man. It's going down for real.
Going down for real.
You got the fuck you bitch, puss in boots. Summers in Kentucky is actually a really good one.
Go with that. Go with one of the dirty ones.
Summers in Kentucky, it surprises you.
Hold on. I got one here.
Which one?
It's called Fuck You Bitch.
Yeah. It's a great one. Good country.
That's Willow Walker Jr.
Yeah, if you get a chance, check Summers in Kentucky.
Yeah.
I was surprised by that one. Starts off nice and slow, seems like an innocent country song, you know, and then just bam, it hits you.
Dude, he doesn't do any press. He just goes on podcast.
Nobody will press him.
He goes on podcasts, and that's how big he's gotten.
Yeah.
Because he does the podcast rounds.
Yeah. Man. Like his album, it's got the sticker on it. It's banned in Walmart, Target. It's banned in every major retailer.
That sucks.
That's American right there.
Well, yeah, but America. I mean, like he was saying, he's been, because, you know, he's done the circle pretty much, you know, anything. If you listen to Rogan, you've kind of branched out. You listen to a bunch of them. And he's been on most of them. And he's talked about it. He's like, you know, podcasts, people don't understand the power of them, you know. Because look at Rogan's. I mean, geez, he's getting 6 million, 12 million. I mean, I think Alex Jones was the biggest, and it's around 24.
Actually, the biggest podcast out there is The Fight Companions.
Alex Jones beat it.
No? How many downloads did he have?
I think I've heard Rogan say that Alex Jones was 24 million downloads.
24 million downloads?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
No,
I'm not. I'd have to go back and listen, because talked about it this week.
I thought when Alex Jones went on, he said that Rogan outdid him now. When Eddie and Alex Jones were on there together?
Yeah, well, yeah. That's the podcast that Rogan's got the most. That was 24 million, the episode 9/11.
I think that's.
You think that's combined with the both of their audiences? Is that why it happened?
No, I don't think that number's accurate, because they were talking about how the Fight Companions are the biggest downloaded, you know, podcast that they have, and like the best Fight Companion out there who had like 12 million downloads. So I don't know about 24, but then again, you know, they're just throwing numbers around, so it could be 24.
Yeah. Because they talked about it earlier this week, because they were talking about how it was climbing the charts and all like that, and then all of a sudden some fuckery happened with Apple rating and all like that, and then all of a sudden Alex's episode started disappearing.
Oh, man, that didn't happen this past week. That was a while back.
Well, he was talking about it again.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I just pulled up a podcast industry ranking with top 20 podcasts for May 2017.
Locker Room Talk, there's your boys.
You know, let's see. All right.
Now, I mean, if you're going for total podcasts, no, there's other podcasts that get many more.
Oh, yeah, probably NPR.
Yeah, right. NPR. But then again.
But Rogan's on here at 15.
But see, I wonder what NPR's, because I wonder if they, is it just NPR? Because NPR has like.
Oh, no. It's like This American Life's number one.
Okay. All right. I was about to say, because NPR has got like 15 or 20 different podcasts under their umbrella.
But who's on that one? This American Life.
It just covers like random topics, man, about like random heartland stories, you know?
Yeah, I've never listened to it.
Yeah, no,
it almost
not like cup of tea.
Well, yeah, it almost seems like you remember the old Paul Harvey kind of things back on the radio back in the day.
Paul Harvey?
Paul Harvey was a guy. Harris? No, Paul Harvey. He was a guy that used to come on between breaks, and he would kind of give you like a little news break in between stuff. Anyways, Paul Harvey, that's kind of, he covered like the middle, the America kind of stories.
Yeah, like, so for example, like on American Life, they just covered random stuff like, for example, they might do a topic about the Riverside Arts Market. Or Riverside Arts Market. Stuff like that, like something random saying, oh, this started back in 1976. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I mean, like, but yeah, mainly NPR's up there, but for them.
For those of you that might have just heard that, Carla sneezing back there.
Sneeze tech.
She tries to be so quiet, but it
doesn't work.
It scares you. You're like, what the hell is
that? Is that a puppy?
Were the dogs messing with you last night? Because you were like sneezing like crazy.
Hey, speaking of dogs, right?
Stitz needs some man. Xanax.
Someone in this room, right? Let's just not try to name any names. Someone in this room.
Yeah, not going to name any names, Wallow.
I didn't name the name, but sure. So Wallow picked up a Stitch, a.k.a. French Montana, the French Bulldog. Picked him up. I hear him gulp. I'm like, whoa, man, that ain't normal for a dog. Next thing I know, I just see projectile coming towards me. Mind you guys. Coming? Literally coming. Like, that was some straight Pornhub stuff. So,
it was gnarly.
Just trying to paint a picture for the audience. I was wearing the freshest Fat Farm Hawaiian shirts.
Magnum P.I.
exclusive.
That AKA motherfucker was loud as fuck.
It was loud.
That shit was so good, man. Like, if I go to a club, I'm automatic VIP with that shirt. I look important with it. But let's just say Wallow may or may not have had some animosity towards that shirt. So he shook his little French Bulldog.
Is that what it was?
And this thing puked on my shirt, man.
And the squeal that came out your mouth was completely feminine.
That might have been Carla squealing.
No, yeah. I think that was Megan.
Yeah.
No, nah, man, I'm pretty sure
that was Carla was kind of like, oh, man, the dog puked.
Oh, no, you Carla were there like, freaking out, too.
Sound like a bitch.
Oh, see? Priorities. Saving the Zima.
Exactly. And I'm just like, fuck.
I was really surprised I saw those bottles. I was like, I didn't think they made those anymore.
They just brought them back.
For temporary, though.
Yeah.
For the July season.
Well, they say temporary, but I mean, I swear everybody's buying them and shit. They're probably going to be like, fuck.
Might as well. Let's make them in Japan.
Do they?
Yeah.
Nostalgia. It sells.
Of course it does over there.
By the way, speaking of podcasts, I want to give a shout out to BMAC, who's got his new podcast out on iTunes. It's called BMAC's Audio Adventure. So, guys, if you listen to our show and you like jiu-jitsu, he's definitely going to keep it way cleaner than we are.
Yes.
So why don't you guys subscribe to his podcast? He is a wealth of knowledge.
And if you don't like BMAC, you need to take a seriously look at yourself.
Absolutely. Anybody who doesn't
You're not a good person.
No, not at all.
So, you know, since we're the Dirty Podcast, I'm going to say it. If you don't like BMAC, then fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway, we're the Dirty Podcast?
Apparently so.
We're the explicit
podcast. Oh, well, you are the explicit one, so.
I had to say that way.
Late I now. Think it's funner.
Heck yeah.
It's funner. It's more freer stuff like that. But it does. I mean, some people kind of, you know, turn it off. They're kind of
frown
like,
upon
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
they turn it off.
Sometimes they think we get a little too with it.
Excuse me.
People I know. Let's talk to. It's like, man, I was listening to your podcast, but I definitely can't listen to it while I'm working. Like, no, listen to it on your way home.
Not for work.
Yeah.
For your way to work.
That's why there's the not safe for work logo.
I tell them.
Explicit speech.
Yeah.
America!
Fuck yeah. Well, no, speaking of Big Mac, though, man. B-Mac. Sorry, I said Big Mac.
Again. I love it when he does that. He just says a little joke. Nobody else laughs. But Miggy, he cracks himself up.
You know, that's what's great, man. Too soon? Sorry.
Because you didn't know that was a joke.
Well, not like, man, with B-Mac, though, his voice just warms you up, man.
Mm-hmm. I know.
He just feels so good inside you. Like, man.
Dude, he is legitimately, like, just a great person. I love watching his videos, listen to him talk. It's fun.
This is your 1 minute jiu-jitsu hack.
And he always comes up with great little names for him and stuff like that, so it sticks with you. Like, I swear, what Mom Jeans was like, what, a year and a half ago when he put out that video?
Was that a year and a half ago?
It's been a stretch.
It's funny because you mentioned Mom Jeans. There's another podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Segura's.
Yeah. Your mom's house.
Your mom's house. Yeah. And that's what he
jeans.
Called. Yeah, jeans.
Yeah. Jeans. Mommy. Mommies. that's actually a fun one. I've enjoyed it. Yeah. I used to not listen to it. I started getting into it, and I've been going through the backlog, and it's fun. I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
And Bernd Kreischer. He's got one. He just had Joey Diaz on his last one, which was pretty cool.
Joe Rogan.
But see, the way Bert does it, though, is he's got, you know, the couch, but they just do just holding mics. So it's a little, sometimes, you know, somebody doesn't hold the mic quite right, so the audio is a little wonky.
Yeah, he's got a man cave, so.
Yeah. Joey. That was the only thing. Like, I tried to do Tate Fletcher's before, and I think he took the advice of anybody could do a podcast kind of thing and anywhere.
Pirate radio?
Yeah, because some of the, he's done them, like, outside on Ventura, you know, at a brunch spot, and you just hear seagulls in the ocean, and they're like the wind, and they're trying to talk. It's like, oh God, this audio is so bad, I can't do it. Just can't. But hey, I like his message.
Terrible, I tell you.
You know, Tate's a pretty cool guy. I like, you know, what he says, but sometimes the podcast, the audio is just bad.
I got so many podcasts in my rotation that I just don't have any more space.
I started trimming back some.
I did put in BMAC in my rotation, but somebody's going to fall off here very, very soon.
Oh, man.
Probably ours.
Like, no, I mean, it's like, for me, my favorite is Jocko Willink.
Oh, that is a good
dude,
one.
Dude, I feel like a piece of shit when I'm lazy and listen to his podcast.
Do you follow him on Instagram?
Yes. Every day this man wakes up at 4:30.
4:30, and then there's a picture posted of a black and
the
white.
Watch.
The watch. And then there's normally an aftermath picture of just black and white with the bar all powdered and sweat everywhere.
Yeah, you're like, man, you're like,
that's funny. That's real funny right there. So our guest fell asleep.
Hey, listen.
Like, Javon, fuck you guys. I've been training all morning.
This is Javonis' life, bro. He like works his ass off. He gets done from work. He goes and trains. He eats. He sleeps. And he repeats that process.
Guys, just
and so he just did all that. Plus, he woke up this morning early as fuck to come all the way over here. How long is it a drive over here, Javonis, for you?
An hour.
So he'll drive an hour to come train. Train his ass off and drive an hour back and clean up and go fucking.
It's
work.
Okay. Our podcast is so boring. He put him to sleep.
Oh, man,
that's
busy.
That's a good review.
Tired.
Give it 5 stars. Yeah. Boring as fuck. 5 stars. I need something to go to sleep with. Maybe the podcast will do.
Boah. See, what was there was bring up?
There's something else. Oh, we talked about penis. We talked about poo.
No, I don't think. No, we haven't. We haven't
talked about dick today.
We just did when we were talking about the Red Rocket.
Yo, you know what I haven't heard in a while? Me and Carlo actually listened to the podcast yesterday, to past episodes. And, you know, I have not heard Art mention episode 3 in a while.
Which is which one?
It was when apparently something was edited.
Oh, yeah.
He did defend that on episode 32, which was just 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's not too frequent anymore.
What, where he calls somebody fat, slow, and unskilled? Yeah.
Hey, yo.
I'm talking about Wallace.
We remember. Hey, that's me all day long. Fat, hey, slow, and unskilled.
Hey, man. Ever since I heard BMAC say slow and steady like barbecue, that's my jiu-jitsu game.
Hey, did you see me grapple yesterday? Was I going really hard? Was I going fast?
Slow and steady like barbecue, baby.
Slow and steady, baby.
Shake and bake.
Just wait. You just got to sit there and wait. Once you see those little openings, when you take it, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Too soon?
What you checking on your phone over there, Art?
Everything bought the podcast.
I know.
He's not into it, bro.
Yeah.
We need a different model.
Oh, man. Pull up the Snapchat.
Who's that creeping in my window?
Ow.
Well, see, Wallace, if you had a Snapchat, you'd see what I'm Snapchatting.
I do have Snapchat.
You want to throw it out there so you can go ahead and get the flood of dick pics?
Nope. Sure. No. Yeah, absolutely. I'm only Snapchatting with a certain amount of people. That's it.
Heyo, exclusive.
I'm not in it?
Exclusivo.
Oh, wow. Is art not in your
Ninja,
Snapchat?
Ninja, I have you. What are you crying about? You don't have me?
What? Oh, that's right. I did. That's right. So you can look at my story. You can see what I'm Snapchatting, motherfucker.
Are they lifting weights next door?
Yeah, they're
doing something. Oh, shit. I'm just feeling like...
You can hear it. Slamming
bars.
It's that CrossFit stuff, bro. What else do we got?
Well, I'll do a little shout-out real quick. I don't know if anyone will know, but shout-outs to Lean Impact Nutrition. About to start meal planning this week. You know, your boy's trying to lose some weight, man, because honestly, I'm not trying to fight guys my size anymore. It's not fun going 5 minutes being smothered by a man that's almost my size because, damn, I get to feel what you guys feel when I get top position.
Shit ain't no fun.
It is not. So I'm trying to lose some weight, man. And I'm doing this because the cool part is, man, for the price especially, man, it's like going out to eat some fast food.
I have a motto when I grapple, maybe.
Don't let him get on top.
Don't let him get on top.
Yeah. Stay away.
Yeah, man. I'm like,
he tries, and I'm like, nope. Nope. No, sir.
Not today.
There's only one God. That God's name is Death. What do we tell Death? Not today.
All right. Well, what else do we got? Do we have anything that anybody wants to talk about? Anything important?
Can we mention one of the greatest swerves in recent history?
Swerves?
When a POTUS went in for a handshake with the first lady of what country was that?
Oh, Poland.
Oh, man. The Polish don't play.
Now, you know that.
Yeah, no. Okay. The video showed, though.
All right.
But still, man.
Because I've seen, there again, I've done really good.
I'm sorry, I gotta say, this fucking Trump supporter.
No, I'm only a supporter.
He didn't shake her hand.
No, I'm only a supporter of news.
Look, man, okay.
You know,
here's the thing, though.
It was funny.
It was funny.
Even though she was gone for the first lady, Lotus, I understand that.
But I would, too.
You know how that felt? That felt at the time Ryan Seacrest tried to high-five a blind guy.
Yeah.
That's how that moment felt, man. It was caught on camera, dog.
Psych.
But now, did you see, if you saw CNN had their complete and utter fucking meltdown this week.
Happened? What's that all about?
The wrestling gif that Trump himself from the POTUS Twitter posted the gif of when he was doing a WWE spot, somebody just superimposed the CNN logo on the guy's face.
On the woman's face.
No, it was a guy. I think
Vince McMahon.
It was Vince McMahon, but they imposed it on McMahon's face, and it shows Trump basically doing a one-arm pickup and slam.
Chokeslam. You guys haven't seen the new one?
No, there's millions of them.
Trump posted another one of him, like, shooting down an airplane.
Yes.
That was a CNN.
Yeah. I mean, because CNN went after, they said that they found the guy who made the GIF. The original, but they actually fucked that up too, because it's not. The guy who originally made it is a middle-aged man in Mexico who owns a business. But so they went after a 14-year-old that was completely fucking fake.
Oh, man.
But, you know, they did all this shit and they released their statement saying they weren't going to release the guy's real name and all like that. Basically, you know, so he doesn't get doxxed. But that they withheld the right if he continued to, you know, make gifts of that nature, that they would release the information.
Man,
so then
the internet
went fucking torches and pitchforks, you know, at CNN. You know, you just don't do that.
Like, oh, you're coming after the small guy?
You're coming after the small guy. You're infringing on free speech. You're now the thought police. So CNN has just been a shit show.
I saw one. I believe it was Tommy Dreamer. And then they superimposed Donald Trump's face on him. Back in the day, there was a wrestling organization called ECW.
Oh, man.
Whoa. And they were like the hardcore guys.
Rob Van Dam.
There was one of the shows, Tommy Dreamer grabs this chick basically by the pussy.
Oh, yeah. Did the freaking six-pack grab.
So, yeah, they superimposed Donald Trump's face on Tommy Dreamer and CNN on the chick's face.
Nice.
And he showed Donald Trump just looking around like in awe, just grabbing this chick's, you know, twat while he had this.
Twat, you say?
Yeah, twat.
Can't hear you.
Man. Oh, you can't hear me?
But, you know, the bad thing, CNN really kind of, you know, fucked herself on this one because when I looked at it yesterday, their ratings for their primetime shows are less now. Their viewership is less than some old reruns.
Yeah, man.
Of, like, you know,
Fake news.
Breaking news in 1979.
Yeah. Like, you know, Scooby-Doo's getting
Did you see Rob views. Schneider's post about CNN? Saying, you know, I something to the effect of, I choose to not watch your fake news. And if you change your format, I you know, reserve the right to then go back at that point. Some shit like that.
Yeah, well. Hey, man. So, you know, what you're saying is CNN's going to lose his spot.
His what?
They're going to lose his spot.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to lose the spot. They are. They're losing bad.
They're not in the spot at all.
Well, because they even sent one of, you know, with their press corps when, because Trump pissed them all off again because he started his little trip over to Europe.
For the G20 summit?
Yeah, but he didn't stop in the normal places first. He went to Poland first. And Poland's been getting a lot of shit because they haven't been accepting any refugees. They've said, no, we're not accepting any refugees.
Well, don't they have the right to do that?
They do have the right. Well, according to they're under EU. So EU is saying you don't have the right. But guess what? Poland has had zero terrorist attacks in their country since the immigration thing has started because they don't let immigrants in.
You know what else they produce? Joanna.
They do.
And Carolina Kavalkiewicz.
See that?
I like Carolina Kavalkiewicz.
I know you do. She's a little hottie.
I want to grapple with her.
I'm sure you do.
I must give her a private.
I want to try to darce her.
And herpes.
I'm going to go north-south.
Come here, Carol. Kavalkiewicz. How do you say your name again?
Kavalkiewicz.
Kavalkiewicz. Come here, Kavalkiewicz.
Come here, Cable Cabbage.
Come here, Cabbage. I love Cabbage.
I want to fight you.
Warm Cabbage, steam Cabbage.
Hey, my Polish princess. Let's have a fight.
Kavalkiewicz.
Listen, Cable Cabbage. If you ever getting good with Kavalkiewicz, you know she rides motorcycles, right?
So I can ride bitch?
You will be riding bitch.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that with her.
It wouldn't be the first time we see somebody we know riding bitch.
That's what I'll be doing with a chick. Not some other dude.
Taking a selfie while you're at it, man.
Put it on Instagram.
Woo. Pew, pew.
Feeling the wind in my hair.
Feeling the breeze. I had to fire that.
Nothing like freedom, guys. Nothing like freedom.
I felt like this was not a podcast if we didn't take a shot at somebody.
Yeah. Man. It's called locker room talk for a reason.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Cabbage. God, let me look her up again.
Cable Cabbage.
How you spell that shit?
I don't know, man. I know how to pronounce it. Don't ask me to fucking spell it.
I have a hard enough time with English. You want me to try to spell Polish names?
Yeah, man. I can't even pronounce
John. Ask fucking Pat over there.
Bald Pat.
Yeah, we got Fantasma. Patrick Sarazinski, man. Ask how do you spell her last name? Cabbage.
P-Man.
There's probably a lot of P's and H's and Z's.
Yeah. It's like, I can't pronounce Joanna's last name.
Jochechik.
I never try, you know.
That's why everybody's going to champ.
Carol Kadich? Is that it?
Kavalkiewicz.
Goddamn.
Cable Cabbage.
There's an S in there? The fuck?
Can I buy a vowel? All right, cable what else cabbage. We got?
Yeah, no, it's not going
well,
through. Well, Bill Cosby's going back to trial, the retrial.
For what?
They weren't happy. They weren't able to get him. They weren't able to get him on all the dope.
So how stupid is that, man? Like, you get cleared, but then you have to go back? How does that work?
It was a mistrial.
Yeah. And did anybody do the, probably not, because I don't know. I don't know many dudes that watched it, but the True Blood series that was on HBO?
Oh, that nope, dude died. Sure did.
Yeah, the guy, the guy that played the cook, he died. 39.
The gay guy?
Yeah, the gay guy. Yeah, he played a gay guy.
What did he die of?
Complications of heart failure. Yeah.
So
39 years old. No. But Amanda was telling me about it. She was saying it because she follows True Blood. He wasn't like a cokie or anything like that. But she was saying that that he just had some heart problems.
Oh. Sorry, dude. You're a fun character to watch, too.
He was. Pretty cool.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I know Art's show is coming back on July 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Got.
Dude, the Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Got's coming back to TV.
Who?
Got, G-O-T, Game of Thrones.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not up on the lingo.
Man.
I just found out what catching a fade means. So.
Right.
Catching a what?
Me a second when he busted out with the swerve lingo. I'm like, what? Swerve? Man. Somebody driving?
Urban Dictionary is your best friend.
Hey, speaking of swerve, man. So, like, I was driving here today.
And welcome back.
There was a damn turtle in the road. I almost hit that bitch. I'm pretty sure it was one of the box turtles.
It was a box turtle?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Have you seen how many people have posted like videos on Instagram of people like saving box turtles or something, like tortoises, and they toss them in the water because they think they're a turtle? They think they're a water turtle. So you take a fucking box turtle, say, be free. The motherfucker sinks to the bottom. It's goddamn land turtle. Their ass. Yeah. Ah, swim. Nabbit. Guess what? FYI, box turtles, they swim like a rock.
God dang. He was a tree hugger.
Tortoises.
Yeah.
God damn it. That sucks.
You god dang tree huggers. Look at you, what you're doing.
I almost hit an armadillo going home. Thank God there was nobody in the other lane because I swerved. I'm like, I'm not about to hit this baby armadillo. Because
the armadillo is Wallow's spirit animal.
It is. Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I wish that rash guard was an armadillo. That'd
be some bad juju for me if I hit an armadillo.
Amanda gets scared by those things weekly when she's running the neighborhood. Because she runs at, 4:30 in the morning, 5. And, armadillos.
You shouldn't be saying that shit online. Oh, I mean on air.
Why?
Yes. No, somebody's going to stalk you and they're going to stalk your wife while she's running.
Go ahead. Have fun with that.
What he means is Chris, she carries while she runs.
Yeah. Go ahead. Have fun. Let me know how that works out for you.
Chris said, bring it.
Yeah.
If you see her with a fanny pack, just know.
Chris, he said he wants to see a surprise super fight. Gun versus stalker.
Right?
I'd be down to watch that.
I've seen how those fights end up. Not normally good.
She's like, let's see who's quicker, you or me.
Yeah.
Pop!
Pew, I win.
Anyway, what else we got? Anything else?
It's not bad, man, for not having any kind of write-up. Normally you have like these huge write-ups, and it's kind of nice to skim. I can jump through them. That's all I pretty much got. OPI 2 apparently is October 7th, not the 3rd, not September 30th anymore. So,
what was it he moved it back for? He moved it back.
Scheduling conflicts is what it was.
But what tournament was going on at that same time? Was it an IBJJF?
Other people competing and stuff. Kind of like the big issue, for example, with the females was scheduling conflicts, man.
Yeah, because I know he was having a hard time trying to find anybody. The first one was like purples,
I believe. Yeah, so he opened up to all belts. I mean, like, with females, man, it is tougher because
there's less of them, and then they're a little picky on who they fight, maybe.
Well, it's 115, so what's Anna?
She's like 105, no, 95. She's tiny, bro.
I'm a fat ass, so I mean, I don't know what 115 looks like.
Okay, here. Slice yourself in half.
Is that what it is? Your leg? Well, Mickey's leg?
Yeah, just your legs.
All right, guys. Before we leave, I want to shout out BMAC, his new podcast. Please go follow him on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. It is BMAC's Audio Adventure. Also want to send a shout out to the guys at Thin Planet Gulf Shores, competing yesterday in Sub Wars, Chase Hanna, Josh Yelverton, and of course their coach, Sean Applegate, who is one of our homies. Guys, any personal sponsors that you want to shout out? Art?
Yes, I want to thank Cryotherapy Jacksonville for all my post-recovery needs. Black Cav Tattoos for the sweetest tats in Jacksonville. I just got worked on Friday. Awesome experience as always. I would like to thank Lean Impact, getting my diet right for this super fight with Alex Cook coming up here October 7th. Who else we got? Am I forgetting anybody else?
X Training.
X Training Equipment for all your fitness needs. Again, Fast for all your equipment needs. I know the guy who owns both of them. Pretty dope stuff.
Same so. Guy. Same yes. Dude. He owns both companies. Miggy, any sponsors?
Man, I'm just going to shout out to my wife, man. She pays for my jiu-jitsu, pays for my health care, my food, the house I live in.
Holds the camera when you're getting raped by Gabby.
That too, man. She going to work the camera real good, make sure there's no shakes.
Smile, baby.
That way it'll only be one take.
Miggy, motorboat right now.
Miggy, I need one take. One take. Yeah. Can't do this again.
Just one take.
Javonis, any sponsors you want to shout out, bro?
Sir.
He's like, fuck him. I ain't got none. Anybody else? No? You don't have any?
Okay. No, I used some Savage soap the other day. It's good shit.
Dude, that stuff smells great.
It does. Got that lemongrass going. Nice.
Hell yeah, it's the best one.
Shout out to Savage Essential Soaps. Official sponsor of OPI1. Guys, Art, why don't you tell the people about the banner, the Amazon banner.
If you go to lrtlk.com, at the bottom of the page there, there's an Amazon banner. Please click on that. Help us offset some of the costs. Grazie. River Derchi.
Yeah, that was kind of weak. But anyway, guys, thank you for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Buongiorno.
Peace, guys.
Hasta luego.
Bye. We love you. Thank you. Kisses. Bom. Ciao. I love you. I'm keeping it going until he closes it.